Thursday, April 2nd. The morning was taken up with work at the desk, mail, problems with Ashton, lunch with Linda, later with Bess. In the late afternoon, Lyndon brought Bob Hope, Jane Russell, and a group of entertainers over, and I emerged from my chores just long enough to thank them for their participation tonight at the White House photographer's dinner, at which Lyndon is the pièce de résistance. He really has a cute, amusing, short speech. I think largely Jack Valenti's workmanship. I'd invited Jane Barclay and Betty Talmadge to come and play bridge with Linda and me. They came at 7:30, and we departed for the Shangri-La of the third floor solarium, complete with drinks and sandwiches and beautiful view of the Washington Monument. I goofed off and spent an utterly self-indulgent evening, losing less than a dollar and having a heck of a lot more fun. Jane Barclay, as secretary to the president of George Washington University, has made a sensible, lively, useful transition from the role of the wife of vice president and senator. And Betty Talmadge, bless her, is one of the most comforting people I know to be around. Both of them enjoyed seeing Lyndon for a minute, and he's in his element with them.